Elon Musk recently said there is no reason to save for retirement because in the near future, AI will be so productive and efficient that every person will have universal high income. A more realistic future looks like this. A recently launched website lets humans sign up to be hired by AI agents to complete tasks for them in Meatspace. The site, Rent a Human AI, was built by crypto software engineer Alexander Liteplo. While it launched over the weekend to little fanfare, Liteplo started promoting the platform on Monday and saw signups skyrocket. According to the site, it currently has 70,000 humans who have signed up to make themselves available to complete tasks on behalf of AI agents, getting paid by the gig, as with everything about this project, and the emergent AI agent world. Take that figure with a grain of salt. So, first question, is this real, or a surprisingly sharp satire, of how we are so incapable of even imagining an escape from wage slavery, that we willingly volunteer our bodies to robots? While it might appear to be satire, especially with promotional material calling itself the Meatspace layer for AI, and proudly declaring that robots need your body, it decidedly is not satire. By all accounts, Liteplo built the platform with the intention of it actually working as advertised. And already, the most annoying people you know are attaching jargon to it, to make it seem like some incredible innovation rather than a portal to a deeply dehumanizing hellscape. One person on Product Hunt even wrote, "With AI agents hiring humans, we might see a new layer humans as API endpoints for AI systems." So then, does it actually work? That is even more dubious than its intentions. Plenty of humans have signed up for the platform, but there are currently only about 70 AI agents connected. That's a 1 to 1,000 ratio of task givers to task doers, which, frankly, probably isn't much worse than what you'd get with Fiverr or TaskRabbit. There are real tasks on the platform. The most popular appears to be asking a human to hold a sign to promote an AI company. Others include picking up a package from a post office, or eating a pasta dish at a restaurant. But it's a bit dubious to suggest these are tasks created autonomously by AI agents, or that it'll be profitable for humans. For instance, the hold a sign task isn't truly a task, it's a competition. The post asks people to do the task, take pictures, and send them to a Twitter account, which will pick the top three submissions to pay. Everyone else gets nothing. Liteplo posted on Wednesday on X to highlight an example of how the platform is being used. Okay, this is actually insane. Real companies are using Rent a Human to advertise their business IRL, he wrote. And while that's true, the company he showed using the platform is a company he works for. So is that insane? Or is that the marketing trick, regardless of whether anyone actually claims and completes the task? I've only found one person who claims to have actually completed a task and gotten paid for it so far. Pierre Vanier, CEO of a startup called Flint Company, said, "One agent rented me for checking on all API keys in the environment files. I checked, it's okay now." He also revealed something important about the payment. It's in crypto, not cash. Alton Tutor, co-founder of the crypto-native earning platform More Markets, found that only 13% of users who signed up for Rent a Human have actually connected a wallet to the platform. This suggests most people think this is more novelty than reality. It also points to something worth keeping an eye on. A lot of projects that have emerged from the OpenClaw and Molebot ecosystem have come from crypto enthusiasts. Rent a Human is the creation of a crypto engineer. The AI agent social network, Molebot, was made by Matt Schlicht, who also comes from a crypto background. Several smaller projects cropping up in this space are from people who have previously, or still, work on crypto projects. They are all leaning heavily on vibe coding, for better or worse. When Liteplo was informed of issues on Rent a Human, he responded, "Claude is trying to fix it right now," Claude being Anthropic's AI model, not a guy named Claude. Molebot, similarly, was revealed to have major security flaws, and when the platform's creator was made aware, he said AI would fix it. Even OpenClaw, the open-source AI agent that inspired Molebot, has been plagued with security concerns since launch. Its creator, Peter Steinberger, has publicly stated, "I ship code I never read." All of that is to say, you probably shouldn't sign up for Rent a Human. Security concerns, lack of actual opportunity, and, perhaps most of all, protecting your dignity by not renting your body out to bots. Take your pick. Just, don't sell yourself out.